Female Geralt's AU. Written by Rough Boy. Read by Rena Jenkins. Fandom The Witcher. 1. No one ever tells Geralt he doesn't have to be 100% exactly what people expect. He lives for years just responding. He's a monster because people expect a monster. He's a tool because people expect a tool. He's emotionless because people expect him to be emotionless. He's a man because people expect him to be a man. It's not much of a life, perhaps, but he gets by. And he doesn't get killed by an angry mob or a monster, and that's the most a witcher can hope for. 1A. Until he meets a bard in Posada. 2. Yaskir is a bubbly, busty, ridiculous breath of fresh air. She's technically the daughter of an earl, but not set to inherit. Karak is so picky about it being the eldest son who inherits, and she's never been anyone's son, so she's not a Vicontess, just the daughter of some nobleman who thinks himself far more important than fourth-generation nobility from a tiny backwater kingdom could ever be. But she plays the lute like a dream, and her voice is sweet and chiming and clear when she sings, and her laugh is bold and loud and can make your ears ring, and her smile is infectious and wide. Geralt can't let her travel alone. She's too soft, too vulnerable, too easy a target when she always wears such pretty frocks and braids flowers in her hair. 2A. You can't let her swan into his life like sunshine and safe harbor and then just leave again. Not that he'll admit it. 3. From that very first day, she fawns over Geralt in a way he understands means flirting, means fondness, means attraction. But he can't imagine sullying her with his hands, his mouth, his body. So he says and does nothing. Just lets her write songs about his heroism and bravery. Lets the slow shift of opinion catch him by surprise. Lets her put a hand on his chest and push him back down into his seat with a vicious smile when someone accuses her of being a witcher's whore. At which point, she generally tends to grab a bottle or a metal serving tray or a chair and absolutely go to town on the person in question. 3A. Yaskir was never soft and vulnerable when faced with people who were a threat. She always seemed to be soft and vulnerable around Geralt. He decides very firmly that he won't think about it. He fails. 4. They go along quite happily for years, surviving all sorts of trouble, shockingly little of it actually caused by Yaskir herself. Eventually, of course, Geralt gets cursed, because it's sort of inevitable it would happen eventually. It's supposed to be humiliating, being turned into a woman, meant to drive him to misery and shame. But it's not. It's strange, but comfortable. He's still himself, just with leaner muscles, softer features. His voice is still low and gravelly, yet higher and softer than it had been before. His angles are still sharp and hard, but with just the tiniest bit of softness. Just a bit. 5. Yaskir fusses initially, and Geralt can't understand why her heart is pounding so hard until he smells a familiar sort of sweetness on the air and realizes that the bard is flustered. she's actually attracted to the woman's form he's currently filling, in a way she never quite is for his usual form. He should be worried about getting the curse broken, but instead he finds himself wondering if the curse may be permanent. 6. Yesker asks if he's all right, in a soft, worried voice. If he's upset, or needs to talk, or needs anything. Geralt doesn't answer for nearly 3 hours. Simply lets Yesker's nervous chatter wash over him, as they find a good campsite and set about getting settled. He knows he's worrying her, not saying anything. But she clearly thinks he's forgotten the questions until he asks, so fucking carefully and uncertainly, if she minds him being shaped this way. And Yesker frowns, and Geralt thinks that maybe it was a horrible mistake to ask. But then Yasker's expression clears with realization, and she smiles as bright as the sun and says, whatever form you want to come in, you are still my Geralt, and still my Witcher. I will always adore you. 6A. They've never said love. Can't quite admit to loving each other in such a way, but adore is fine somehow. Adore could be something less and different than love. It could be an aesthetic, could be the drive for adventure, could be desperate friendship. It is love, of course, but they don't have to acknowledge it just yet. 7. They find a witch. Just to make sure there's no other parts of the curse they haven't run into yet. Instead of any of the increasingly unlikely outcomes Yesker's come up with as they traveled, the mage verifies that there are no traps or hidden triggers she can find. And she tells them it's permanent, unless removed, and says she can do it for very little fee. 7A. Geralt looks down at Yesker, the bright ember of sunlight who's made her home in Geralt's heart, who is beaming up at him encouragingly. Geralt smiles. Yesker's own grin always had been infectious. 7B. No, she tells the witch, lacing her fingers together with Yesker's, reveling in the startled and blindingly brilliant smile the little bard gives her. I think I'll keep it. 8. She remains the most fearsome wolf in the world, of course. She grows her hair out further. Yesker braids it down her back, generally utilitarian and secure. But always, always, always tucks at least one flower into it. 9. They don't live happily ever after, but they do live happily most of the time. The end.